The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
When the time has come for moving on, you can't go wrong.
The Eric Stewart Show. This is Pointing You Home.
Pointing You Home.
All you need to know about buying, selling, and everything in between. Now, here's your host, Eric Stewart.
Good morning, Washington. Thanks for joining me here on the Eric Stewart Show. Sundays at 8 o'clock every Sunday, I'll bring you the truth in real estate, how to buy, how to sell, and everything in between. This is my 33rd year in real estate, selling homes. It's what I've done my whole career. Graduated from college with my degree in theater and studying economics as well. And so I bring you some theatrical as well as the economical, and you get the best of everything. So you can find the show, by the way, if you're listening and you think, gosh, that was pretty good. I'm actually surprised that I liked that. If you find yourself saying that, first of all, you're my friend for life. And secondly, you can listen to all my shows at iHeartRadio or on the Spotify app by searching Eric Stewart, Pointing You Home Real Estate Radio. You just search for that. You'll find me. You can listen to all of our previous shows. And last week, Easter Sunday, I shared some good stories about what some of the transition has been like for us realtors, and how we have had to go through a Class 5 rapid, kind of like Whale Rock. If you've ever been on the Yaquagany River, it is no small feat to get around that. You have to know how to hit the rapid right to avoid problems. And with my experience, we were able to keep every one of our transactions in place. No contracts fell out, which was a pretty much of a miracle. That was something like 16 or 17 contracts we had under in escrow at that point, and all of them are settling just fine. We had to keep some folks in their homes a little longer after settlement because the place they were moving to shut down because they couldn't move in because of COVID. They wouldn't allow them to move in. And in other cases, the buyers are giving our clients an extra month to stay in the house. And in some cases, the sellers are just going to move out on time and live with relatives or move to their beach place. We've all had our own issues, right? I mean, gosh, I'm sure the stories you could tell about your employment, if you're working currently, or even in your retirement, as to what happened with your stock account, we have all experienced this incredible. Gosh, that's such a trite way of saying incredible. It is unbelievable. It is, I really don't know how to convey this thought in a way that's really adequate. I think we've all been in this Class 5 rapid together, and we've learned something about life together. And as I was jogging through a neighborhood the other evening, and I was keeping my social distance from the kids who were playing in the front yards in one house and little kid on a trike in the street, as I was jogging down the street this way, and I looked at this kid, and he's on a tricycle, and he looks like he's got to be maybe 4.5 years of age, and he's looking at me, and I'm looking at him, and I wave, and he waves, and I'm on my way. And I thought, wow, you know, he will have this impression of this period of time where everybody came home for a month. All of a sudden, it was like we had a second summertime, but it was even more than that because everybody was outside. Everybody was forced outside, and dad was home a lot. You know, it's just like you think about the cultural influence of COVID, not just on our economy locally and time in our country and globally, but you think about the impact that it will have on the generation that lives through this. Yes, at my age or your age, we will all experience this and be able to relate to it. But those who are most impressionable, the ones who are young, will remember this in a unique way. And you know, and I'm hoping that in some way they'll be able to keep the spirit of connectivity with family going forward, because that really is what life is about. It's about family, and it's really about the souls of the people that you care about, and it's about encouraging and building up. And I think that's been one of the key lessons that I've learned personally through the process of this past three, four weeks now of being sequestered in kind of self-quarantine and doing the business still. We're still an essential business. Real estate is one of those few businesses where we've been deemed to be important and essential for the transaction and the movement of homes because everybody needs a house. But in that process, we've had to learn how to handle ourselves. We're not, we're in fact, we're instructed to not be in any room with anything more than two people in the same room. So if there's a family of five that want to go see a home, we tell the family it's fine for you to bring two people with you, but no more than that. It'll be you and I and the family that lives in the house will be gone. We will give you the rubber gloves that you need, the latex gloves, and we will give you the booties to wear. And then, you know, bring a bandana with you. And if you don't have something, we will provide it. So this is the nature. In fact, we just had a webinar this past week on how to sell for top dollar in the COVID-19 pandemic. And my goal is to educate not just home buyers and sellers, but if you're a real estate agent listening, please feel free to jump on and be a part of this webinar. This is open to anybody. It's just meant to help you understand the environment that we're in and how we're addressing this and handling this. It might even be if you've got a family member that needs to sell a home outside of this area and you want to get educated on how to tell them what they should be thinking, jump on this webinar. Be my guest. Go to ericstewartgroup.com. It's an hour. We'll be together for an hour. We'll take some questions and answers at the end. And you know, you can hop on and be a part of it for just as long as you want. Just have to sign up at ericstewartgroup.com. If you're listening too and you have a question for me that's more immediate, like we had a gentleman who called from Manassas about 2 weeks ago, and he said, hey, I had a real estate agent come out to my house. He didn't wear a mask, no gloves, and he refused to keep his social distance from me. And I just really was ticked off. And he said, tell me how you handle the sale of real estate. And I said, well, first of all, we wear gloves, we wear a mask, and we will provide the gloves at the house. And this guy had masks because of the business he's in. And so he said, that's awesome. So we have met with him and we'll be selling his home. And it's really, you know, it's that sensitivity. That's just a piece of it. And this opportunity that you have to join us on this, how to sell your home for top dollar in the COVID-19 pandemic webinar, will give you instruction on different tools, different thoughts of how to approach the process. Not only the pandemic side of it, but also where to put a dollar to get $2 back and how you can downsize your home if you're going through that process and get good advice on that process of downsizing, because that can just be overwhelming emotionally when we're tied sometimes to the things we own. Doesn't it feel like sometimes the things we own us more than we own them? Like we feel like we're obligated to them. You know, those commitments like the magazine subscription that you get because you had 3,000 miles left in some account you didn't realize with some airline. They send you a letter and say, good news, you can get 5 free subscriptions for the miles left in your account. You're thinking to yourself, well, goodness, well, I only had 3,000 miles in there, so I couldn't buy a ticket anyways. Why don't I go ahead and get those subscriptions? And all of a sudden, you've got a cooking subscription and you've got a Gentleman quarterly subscription, and you've got like a workout subscription, and you've got a wine subscription. And none of these things really do you have the time to read, but you get them. And then what happens? It's like books that you get for Christmas if you're not a reader. They become these implied commitments. Oh, I feel badly if I don't complete that. I better complete that before I throw it away. I'll have to tear out the best, look through the magazine, maybe tear out the one that I really want to keep. And so we go through a magazine. We should probably just drop in the recycling bin to begin with, but we then look for an article to redeem it and we pull that out, and then that never gets read because it gets into a pile of other articles that need to be read in the future. So how do you deal in life with the commitments that you have when the implied commitments hold so much weight? These are the kinds of things that we try to help our listeners through here on this show. And at our webinar, we'll guide you through how to approach getting rid of your stuff, and hopefully it'll give you some humorous and good ideas on how to get rid of your things. And when I get back after our first break, I'm going to tell you a very funny story about a couple who had to downsize and some of the things that we did together to get them through that process. But first, it's that time for Stuart Rosenthal.
Stuart, how are you?
Thank you, Eric. I'm doing well.
Good.
One of the reasons the world is brighter is because of a spice called turmeric. That's that really brilliant gold-yellow spice that you see. It's what gives curry powder its color.
Yes.
It's really healthy. They have done thousands of studies on it, and they find that it's got a lot of benefits. For one thing, it's powerful anti-inflammatory, which is a good thing, of course, for our health. It's also an antioxidant, so it keeps our systems clean. Antiviral, antibacterial, which, of course, is big in the news right now as well. So What I didn't know, and I learned in this story, is that it also can help reduce cholesterol, according to a study done in Taiwan. And also it helps with inflammation of the gut in people with IBD, inflammatory bowel disease. So a lot of different things that it can do. Some even claim that it fights pain for arthritis. So there's so many studies out there. There's so much you can do with it. Take a look in the Beacon, and you'll even have a recipe for it. Sounds like it's a pretty good thing. I haven't tried it yet myself, but I'm planning to shortly. You can put it into soup. You can put it into, you cook rice with it, but you can also make tea out of it, and we have a recipe in this issue on that.
Ah, cool. Well, read about it in thebeaconnewspapers.com or pick up your free copy still in many locations around the Metroplex. Thanks, Stuart.
Thank you, Eric.
You know, the Beacon newspaper is a wonderful publication. You can pick up a free copy, as I've said before, at many locations around the Metroplex. When it comes to downsizing, and again, I'm going to tell you a great story when we get back in just a minute, but we have a guide called the Right Sizing Guide that you've heard me advertise here. It is a free publication that we send out a link by email so that you can read our guide on how to go through things and how to downsize. And if you can't join our webinar this week, and by the way, that sign up for the webinar on how to sell for top dollar in the COVID-19 pandemic is at ericstewartgroup.com. If you can't join us for that webinar, you want to read the Right Sizing Guide, go to the same website and request the guide, and we'll send you a link so you can read it. It's free. It's a good publication after 33 years of downsizing help. I know what to do to help you. All right. Thanks. And I'm going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Great story on downsizing right here on the Eric Stewart Show.